I would also like to make the point that we do have here a very special delegation, which also is really coming from the other side of the world, so to speak, which is our Australian delegation from the Citizens Electoral Council from Australia, led by Craig Isherwood and Gabby Perth. Right. And please say a few words to us, Craig.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having us here. We have come literally halfway around the world to participate in what is a globally significant event. I bring greetings from thousands of members in our country, thousands of activists, thousands of supporters who will hear this, who will see this conference as a very important milestone in the life of our political organisation and the life of our country. Now, I've really enjoyed Lynn's comments about going after the British Empire over the course of this weekend, and the harder he goes after it, the more I applaud it, because we live in the heart of the beast, or in the belly of the beast. And it's now 20 years since I actually discovered the principle that made the Schiller Institute what it is, and also the principle of Lynn's economic method. And this principle is enshrined in our political organisation as the principle of Imago Vivi Dei, that all human beings are created in the image of God, that we're endowed with creativity, and that when we actually allow that creativity to be developed, then we can make scientific and technological breakthroughs that are unthought of, which is incredibly optimistic. That idea, that commitment, that philosophical idea, which is the very heart of our organisation, has brought us into mortal conflict with the British Empire, because we're right in the middle of it. Australia is a very, very important country in terms of the British Empire. So over the course of the last 20 years, we've had to literally fight for our survival. And as Lynn has always pointed out, when you engage the enemy, you fight to win. Because the clear intention of the British Empire is population reduction, to reduce the world's population from 7 billion down to below 1 billion. What's happening in Ukraine, what's happening in Greece, what's happening in Crete, what's happening in our own country is not an accident. This is the design of the system of monetarism, of oligarchism, to literally reduce the population. So when you come up against that idea, you have to fight extremely hard. And the method by which we fight is that we do have a full-time operation of 20 people in Melbourne. We send out hundreds of thousands of emails every week. So this conference and the resolution, which incidentally Australia wholeheartedly endorses, will be broadcast right throughout our country, that literally millions of people will see and read this resolution. One of our frontline modes of attack, though, is our New Citizen newspaper, and we went over our baggage allowances almost to bring a heap here to this conference. But this is our main mode of communication with the Australian public. And I'll just go through quickly to show you how we fight down there in terms of the principles that we have to. This is the paper, Act Now, Stop Nuclear War. Join Lyndon LaRouche, Malcolm Fraser to promote peace. Expose Hugh White, Michael Danby, and the push for war. The latter two are toadies for the British Empire. Malcolm Fraser is a former Prime Minister of our country who has stood up for the sovereignty and the development of China. And what we're exposed to in Australia is the British policies pushed through Obama of the Asia pivot, which means that Australia is being drawn in to become a puppet against China by the forward staging of Marines in Darwin, 2,500 of them. Now, this is a complete break from past policy in terms of an active policy, but it's a policy designed to contain China and push us much closer to nuclear war in our area. So we printed 300,000 of those and got them out to every level of government, every person who would take them around our country. was so important that we even produced it in Chinese with the help of some of our Chinese members. And that's gone out all over the country as well. But that was the last New Citizen we actually printed was being printed as we were in the air flying through to Singapore and up to Frankfurt. And I'll come to that in a minute because it'll give you a sense of how this clubs into this resolution. We've published a previous New Citizen, British Crown's Endgame, Financial Crash and Nuclear War. And this details precisely how the British Empire is using our country to spy, to forward base and run its operations in China in the Asia region. It also goes through the other option, the other problem that we have, which is what we call the slow nuclear war. And I could give you graph after graph that would mimic exactly what Natalia went through about what happened to Ukraine or what happened to Russia, about what's happened to our own country. But the big difference is that, and it's something that Lyndon LaRouche and I had a discussion about when he was in prison in Minnesota back in 1993. He was a guest of President Bush, number one, unfortunately. But it was a very important discussion because ever since we had that discussion, it's formed the basis upon how we actually understand what we have to do in our country. We're in the process of writing legislation for a national bank, the Commonwealth National Credit Bank. And Lynn pulled me up and he said, Craig, you've got a problem with Australians. He says, the Australian understands very well what it means to be autonomous, but it does not understand what sovereignty means, the issue of national sovereignty. And that is a big problem. It's a big problem in our country today. Because we are and have been subjugated to this evil British Empire for our entire existence and we have not rebelled against it like was done by the American Revolution. The other aspect of the destruction of physical economies is the flip side of the policies of the British Empire, the economic policies of the British Empire, and that is the radical green policies. And our New Citizen, we put this one out as a major investigative report in 2011, defeat the British Crown's green fascist dictatorship. I don't know whether you people know very much about how the green movement was started in Australia, but it was started as the Australian Conservation Foundation personally by Prince Philip in 1970 when he came to Australia to railroad that operation through. And in this paper you'll see the actual reports of the Queen calling for population reduction and, of course, all the other reports, all the other comments by Prince Philip about how he'd like to come back as a deadly virus and so forth. We also document the etiology of the Green Movement, how it started as an extension of the eugenics movement. We have to smash the British Empire and you can't take any prisoners. Prior to that, we did another one, defeat the British Empire of monetarism, which went through precisely how monetarism works and how you can actually have a credit system. The two sides of politics are controlled top down by the British Empire. On the eve of the crash, defeat the synarchy, fight for a national bank. We showed the Australian people how it is that the two sides of politics, in the case all sides of politics, left, right, doesn't matter where you are in the world, is always run from top down by a global financial oligarchy. It's why you don't get much change when you change governments. It's all the same, and we detail that as well as, again, go through the policies necessary for a national bank. Now, we've just started an election campaign because on the 15th of September, we'll be running a national slate of candidates across our country on three principles: Glass-Steagall number one, national banking, and economic development. So the resolution is exactly what we need to push this forward. To really push this into the psyche of people so that people can get over their fear of what it means to take on the British Empire, we've put a new paper out. I don't have any copies here. You can find it on our website. It's called Glass-Steagall or the British Crown's Mass Murder. Do you intend to die for the banks? And 300,000 of those are now circulating in Australia, specifically to push the issue of Glass-Steagall onto the table. Just quickly, for Glass-Steagall for Australia, our Australian banks are bankrupt. We used to have a multitude of them. We now have four big banks that control 90% of all banking. We have a housing bubble in Australia that is worse than anything that happened in the United States. And 50% of all the lendings or the loans from these banking system is in that mortgage bubble. So a 6% correction in the value of houses in Australia would see our banks bankrupt. So we need to break them up. We need to have a sensible and a sane banking, commercial banking system. There are also $20 trillion of derivatives stuck in our small banking system for 23 million people. The Commonwealth Bank, our largest bank, has stopped publishing their level of their exposure to derivatives because they don't want the people to find out. And of our $1.2 trillion of foreign debt that our small country has, $800 billion of that is in the banking system, of which more than 50% is turned over every 12 months. And this caused a major problem in 2008 when it couldn't be turned over because of the global financial crisis, and the government had to step in and literally guarantee loans. The second policy, national banking. Australia is one of two countries that has a history of national banking. The first is the United States, and you know about the first and second national banks. We have one in Australia. It was called the Commonwealth Bank and started in 1911. It was started by a man by the name of King O'Malley, who was an American who came out and put the Commonwealth Bank legislation through. He said in a five-hour public speech in the Parliament, "I am the Alexander Hamilton of Australia." And that bank functioned. That bank functioned incredibly well for at least 50 years when it was allowed to. And finally, on the economic development, we published a large new citizen on that with huge water projects, space programs, the need for nuclear power. We have 300,000 tonnes of thorium in our country, the highest reserves in the world, and we haven't mined a tonne of that. We have enormous capability for collaboration with our closest neighbours, China, and that's the direction that we're going to go. But unless, ladies and gentlemen, we get the Glass-Steagall in as a priority, we are finished as a nation. So it's been great to be here and spend time listening to these tremendous ideas, and I hopefully will be back in the future. Thanks very much.